Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about why you should base your decisions on a trusted source of information. In 1819, the crew of an American whaling ship, the Essex, was hunting whales 2,000 miles west off the coast of South America when she was fatally struck by a sperm whale. The Essex sank in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and it would later be the inspiration for the classic novel Moby Dick by Herman Melville. Cold and wet, the remaining 20 crew members were crammed into three small wooden dinghies. With no land between them and South America, their survival story was just beginning. They had little food or provisions, and they had to immediately make a life-or-death decision. South America was 2,000 miles to the east. The closest land was the Marquesa Islands, about 750 miles west. Finally, they considered paddling 1,500 miles to the south, where there were known shipping lanes. The crew had heard rumors that fierce cannibals lived on the Marquesa Islands. With no food or other provisions, they would certainly die trying to paddle the 2,000 miles back to South America. They could take their chances and ignore the rumors of the cannibal-infested Marquesas and row the shortest distance, or they could risk starvation by proceeding 1,500 miles south in hopes of being rescued by another whaling ship in the shipping lanes. Desperate, the crew imagined the horrors of being captured and eaten by the cannibals, and therefore chose to steer twice the distance south to the trade routes. Unfortunately, weeks would pass, and all but five of the crew would die of starvation and exposure. The crew even resorted to cannibalism and ate their dead. The rumors of cannibals fueled the crew's imagination, ignited their fears, and set them on their final course with death. Ironically, neither historians nor anthropologists have proven that cannibals ever inhabited the Marquesas. The Essex saga resonates with me, not only as a student of history, but also as an advisor. I often think about the Essex crew after meeting with a new client, overwhelmed by their own legal crisis. They're often new to the legal system and are confronted with making serious decisions. Some are fearful, imagining only the worst scenarios because they choose to read from a sea of unsourced and unreliable information on the internet, or they choose to listen to misinformed outside chatter. The Essex crew was stranded in the middle of the Pacific Ocean without access to reliable information or guidance. When in a crisis, ask yourself if your fears are realistic or not. Better yet, ask an expert if your fears are based in reality so that you can find calmer waters in which to make the right decisions. If you liked what you heard, please share this with your friends and family. If you have any questions regarding how this podcast relates to real estate or contract law, definitely call my office. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.